sensational performance up in Brisbane the other night by Melbourne Victory. It takes a lot to keep Kevin Muscat happy, and he doesn't show it in the public domain that often. He wants to always focus on the next one coming up, but surely the coach was pretty thrilled with what his team dished up the other night. He's been good enough to join us, the coach of Melbourne Victory. Hello, Kevin.
Andy, how are you, mate?
Happy New Year to you. That was
That was
a really impressive team performance the other night. Never easy going up there. You got a couple of players that seem to like that venue. It was a terrific effort.
Yeah, and you know, putting some context around it as well. It was our fourth game in 11 days. So it was from that perspective alone, it was testimony to the coaching staff and the conditioning staff led by Anthony Creer to get the boys in that physical state and frame of mind also. And, the game wasn't, the 5-0 suggests, we had it our own way. But, that first half was, really even contested game of football. And, Lawrence had to make a few good saves. But in the end, Mike, I was really, as you said, really pleased for the group with the way they performed.
This phase of the season that we're in at the moment with these midweek games, you sort of touched on, the quality of advice that you're getting as a coach these days and the management of the players on the way through.
Yeah.
Given where we were, say, 25 years ago, say even 10 years ago, Muskie, and where we are now, how further advanced are we in terms of getting players through schedules like this?
Yeah, from a sports science perspective, we're, light years ahead of where we have been. I think at this period of time, I'm watching the games and, all the games really, and you just, sense that the level, how far the level is going to drop off considering the amount of football. But, a lot of the games that I've seen and, from our perspective personally as well, we're fairly pleased that, the level hasn't dropped off enormously. And in fact, we've performed very well and, a lot of our squad, play the majority of those minutes as well, considering we've got some players that are unavailable at the moment. So it's been a huge ask, but we're enjoying it. We're thoroughly enjoying it.
So when you're putting your list together at the start of the season, and you've looked at your squad, you've looked at your schedule, what's coming.
Yeah.
It's just never 11 or 12, is it? You need to build.
No.
How many do you need to have? Have you got a number in mind as to how many you need to have?
Well, considering not only this period, where, in recent years in January it was, everybody's got, six, seven games in this period of time. But for us also, the Champions League consideration is a huge factor. The numbers, always going to be as high as you can possibly get it. That's a fact. But the reality is when you put into the mix the restrictions and, age group, three under 20-year-old players on the roster. Obviously, two marquees that sit outside the salary cap. You want to get as big a squad as possible, but juggling quality over quantity as well. It's a really difficult task. We generally sit about including the younger players, the scholarship players, about 22, 23. Players.
Yeah, okay, righto. I know coaches don't like individualising, and I understand that. But in all the time you've been involved in footy here, in Australia, where does Costa Barbarossa sit from a domestic league perspective? If I asked you to name your top five players, would he be close?
I've been in the job, he's been as consistent as anyone. I suppose that's the biggest compliment you can pay him. The other night, you take into consideration, as you said earlier, about squad numbers and also data. The sports science that we get. Costa, a lot of his work is done at the higher end of the high intensity running. So generally, with those players, you've got to give them a little bit longer to recover because of the muscles that they're using and the amount of high intensity running that they are making. He's making certain he's one of those in that category. And the team put it on him the other day. The team asked him to contribute, seeing as he wasn't involved on the game of the weekend. Asked him to lead the way and lead from the front for us and continue making four runs and give his teammates energy. And he certainly accepted that responsibility and then also executed it.
Well, that's perfect. And one other, James Troisi, he made it well known, you know, how he felt about, you know, being left out of the Asian Cup squad. Do you like it when you've got a player, and how usable is that from a coaching perspective, when you've got a frontline senior pro like him playing with a bit of a chip on his shoulder?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, we live in a society these days that, you know, we want everyone to tell the truth. We want everyone to be honest. And then when someone is, then we want to judge whether, you know, his opinion is right or it's wrong. So ultimately, he's, you know, said what he said at the time. And, you know, then the onus, the responsibility and the accountability comes back onto him in relation to, you know, his performance and his performance based on what his teammates need and what the team needs. And from our perspective, that's the only thing that we judge and make people accountable for is, you know, what's required for the team. And his last two performances have been at a level where the team needs it to be. Not to say it hasn't been prior to that, but I'm talking about since, obviously, you know, he made some comments and the Asian Cup has started. That's the position where you know we prefer it to be.
Well, that's perfect for you. I'll let you go. One last one. If you sort of a number popped up on your screen on your phone, it was an unknown number, and I know you don't pick those up very often. You wait for the voice message, but you decided to pick this one up, and it was Nick Kyrgios on the other end of the line, and he said, "Hey, Muskie, I like what you've been doing with Melbourne Victory. I'd like you to come and coach me. Would you take that on, Kev?"
Oh, look, I haven't followed. I mean, I read from time to time, you know, some articles on him and stuff. I haven't followed it too greatly. You know, how much of what I read is accurate and how much isn't. I don't really know. I haven't followed it too much, to be honest. But I think we only see what we look for, Andy. We only see what we look for. And there's a lot of good in a lot of people. And there's a lot of positive in everything, in every situation. But we only see, you know, what we look for. And generally, the human nature is to look for something that's not quite right or needs fixing or is not how the perception should be. But there's a different outlook on everything.
Mate, you're a very wise man. We'll keep our fingers crossed for our beloved Blue Baggers in season 2009. Keep up the good work with Victory, mate. Second on the table. It's good to watch. Thanks. Good on you. You too. Kevin Muscat joining us. They take on Wellington on Sunday. Amy Park live here on SEN Plus. They take on the revitalised Phoenix, who are fifth on the table. So that will be a really entertaining game of football.